My friends, it's Coach Vig. I guess this is a Spotify podcast. And I welcome. This is a quick update. I'm standing here in a field underneath a tree at Veterans Park outside of West Salem, Wisconsin, my hometown, with Addie, my dog. Of course, Addie's right here roaming around on the long line. Updates, updates, updates. How's everybody doing out there? This is the middle of June already, and I have proclaimed this summer the summer of Coach Vig. That's right. Maybe you heard it, maybe you didn't, but summer of Coach Vig, ratcheting everything up, more videos, more podcasts, working on a new book. Don't have a title yet, but definitely on the way. It's a fitness book for kids inspired by my son Dane. I actually have about 4 days stag right now. It's just Addie and I, my wife and son, have gone out of town, but I think they're coming back, so that's good. But we're talking about the summer of Coach Vig for myself as well. I turn 49 next month. I love the fitness business. I have a couple other businesses that I do, but the fitness one is always where my heart is, where my passion is a lot. Sometimes I lack balance in the fitness business. I don't have a team. I don't have people around me that do my bidding, things like that. It's basically me, myself, and I, and God, of course. Addie comes in sometimes to help, but mainly she's just here to sniff, eat grass, and poop. I do that too sometimes. I leave out one of them. You can guess which one it is. But Wisconsin has been absolutely stunning so far. On my YouTube channel at Sean Vig Fitness, been adding new videos. New short ones, been filming by the lake, by beautiful Lake Neshonoc. I've been teaching a lot of classes up here at Ohana Yoga Studio, at the library, and around the area, just randomly. You never know where I'm going to show up. Been doing some book signings at the local Barnes and Noble. I'm teaching a Pilates demo class tomorrow at Ohana Yoga Studio. By the way, I'm there every Saturday, 8:30 a.m. for yoga, and Mondays at 9 a.m. for a Pilates mat class. I don't know if there's ever been a Pilates mat class in this area, so I'm very excited to bring one. I launched it last week. It was huge. It was a great success. One of the favorite classes I've ever taught, and I've taught probably over 8 or 9,000 live classes. So that says something, doesn't it? I've been doing free classes every other week at the West Salem Library, a gentle stretch class. Basically, I'm getting back into my hometown. I love it up here. I'm a Midwestern boy. I'm a small town boy. I know I've been living in Central Florida for a while. Truth be told, I don't like it. I really don't like it. It's hot, it's crowded, it's loud, and I know what it is, but it's not my thing. I like to go there maybe for a couple weeks and get the hell out of there. I can't stand it. I love being in the country. I like being in the mountains and the hills. Get on my bike, go out and explore. I like to explore. I don't like traffic and noise and lawn mowers and leaf blowers all the time. But enough about that. When I come here to film, I have to spray myself with Off because the horse flies are as big as Addie's head. So it's the summer of Coach Vig, my friends. I'm not sure all that entails. My fitness brand, Sean Vig Fitness, has always been rather spontaneous. I don't follow any trends. I don't follow other people. I barely watch other people. Sometimes I do to see what, get some ideas and then make it my own. I don't, I paraphrase things. I always want to make it my own, do it my own way. I don't know if that's because I'm a little older in the fitness business compared to some. I don't know. But God has me walk a certain way, and I can't do it any other way. So the way it works with me, I love to film. That's my therapy. I'm standing here right now, though, in the shade in this beautiful park here where I used to do come here and film with my dad. And we used to do end of school activities here. Last day of school, we'd go to these different shelters and run around and sign yearbooks and stuff like that. But I'm standing here in this field and I wrote out this big workout. When I create a workout, it's usually at night. I'm stretching, I'm watching old movies or television shows, and I'm all inspired. Sometimes I get out here and I think, okay, oh, now we got to do it. The lead up, the drive, the music, and everything. The drive over here is all exciting. Now we got to produce something. So sometimes it takes me a little bit of time to really get going. I find that if I don't look at my phone at all, I feel great. The more, if you stare at your phone, you feel disconnected, lethargic, and worthless. I don't like that feeling. So I really don't look at the phone very much. I love that. Go back to the 80s when I grew up. 80s and 90s, best time. You get outside, you move, you create, you play, you create your own life, and you escape. There's such a virtue to get away from everybody and away from everything. That's where I really find that inspiration. So I'm standing here right now. I laid my mat out in the sun. Addie and I are sitting here in the shade. I have my tripod, backpack, water bottle, and my off sunscreen, and Addie's special water bottle too. So I, this is all I need. And I don't need lights. I have natural light. The sun's out. And there's a dog park over there, but I'm not putting Addie in there. Forget that. She'll be out here. So I'm about to film a big yoga workout that I plan to upload on Monday to my YouTube channel. And then I'm going to extend it because the Sean Veig Fitness app has been just exploding lately. I filmed hundreds of exclusive workouts for that. That's at coachveig.com. Vogue, but with an I, coachveig.com. That's the Sean Veig Fitness app. By the way, you can try that free for 7 days. Cancel anytime. See what you think. So I'm going to be doing a lot of split filming where I'll film maybe 10, 20 minutes for you and put that on YouTube. Then I just continue filming for another 20, 30 minutes, however long, and that goes in the vault. But I'll mention that in the videos. I don't want to surprise anybody. So you'll know how long the video is. It's just at the end, I'll probably go into child's pose and say, if you want the extended version of this, head over to the app, try it free for 7 days. That's some of my bread and butter. Helps pay the rent, though I don't have rent. Helps pay for my protein shakes, things like that. But the app, I don't have a team, and as such, I don't have people kicking me in the butt all the time on that. But the app is there at coachveg.com. It's very popular. I thank you for that. YouTube channel's doing well, I suppose. Been experimenting with different thumbnails. You may have noticed I was in Copenhagen in one of them. You don't know if I was actually in Copenhagen, Denmark, or not. Though we do have a trip plan perhaps next year in the family. We want to go to Scandinavia, to Denmark and Norway, and then pop down to Austria. I think my son Dane would be very popular there. He's very popular everywhere. Right, Addie? All right. Well, you can find me on social media. I post on Instagram like daily. That's at Sean Veig Fitness. Facebook blows chunks. I just post everything all at once. Facebook, like nothing happens on there. I think they want you to pay money. It's like being in the world but not of it as a Christian. I despise social media. I use it, to promote. If I didn't have my fitness brand, I would never go on it, and it would be amazing. So, you kind of work around it, but you can find me on there if you leave comments. I check it like once a day. I'll respond when I can. I know on YouTube I have thousands and thousands of comments that have not been responded to, so I'm getting on that. But there's so much time, and I have a few days here, which is Addie and I. So I'm trying to structure it. Sometimes if they go out of town, I don't know what to do because I have 30 things I want to work on. It can overwhelm me. I'll just go take a nap. Anyone else feel that? Like, oh my God, being a dad is the great joy of my life. You get a few days off from that. I miss my son, and then you think, well, I work on this book, do this, do work out around the house, do some filming, spend time with Addie, of course. I'll take Addie on some walks, maybe meet some friends, teach some classes, do some live workouts. I don't know, my friends. I feel great and also sometimes lethargic about this fitness stuff. This might be my most honest podcast yet, but you're never going to get total honesty out of me because I don't want to share too much. That's nobody's business but me, God's, and my family's, and Addie's, right? So I'll leave it at this. I'm going to go out and film. It's a beautiful day here in Wisconsin. It's about 66 degrees. I put the heated seat on for the drive over here. It was jamming to some obscure hair metal. I love that hair metal sound. And we're gonna film. Follow me on Instagram, Sean Veig Fitness, Facebook at Sean Veig. I do post to TikTok. I don't look at anything on TikTok. I don't like it, but I will post there because we might get some followers. Maybe that's shallow, but that's just how it is, my friends, isn't it? And of course at YouTube at Sean Veig Fitness. That's where I post. And the app is coachveig.com. As for podcasts, we'll see. I may promise a bunch of podcasts and then I just don't have the time with the family and things like that. And family always comes first. So we'll be doing that. But I think tomorrow I'm going to get on my bike and hit the bike trail here too. And I always bring my other camera, my filming camera, so I could stop off and film on the railroad track, Stand By Me style, go out in the woods, go out in the swamps, in the dirt fields. I just love Wisconsin in the summer and fall. It's my favorite time. Don't even mention Florida to me. I don't even think about it. I just want to think about here and maybe up in Montana. God bless you, my friends. Coach Vig over and out. Thanks for listening.